Come Monday. That's Jimmy Buffett at WHAS 84. It's 5:53 on Daybreak. We have partly cloudy skies and 66 degrees, and Ken Schultz warning you of fog around, so you be very careful. Remember, keep the lights on low beam this morning.
Moving on, moving on. TSC is moving on.
Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky agricultural leaders have met at Fort Mitchell to discuss ways to increase exports and capture a larger slice of the world's agricultural market. We'll get the USDA's estimate on that later on today.
Daybreak in the morning. And Fred visits the garden and several other features coming up. We'll also hear from Kim Scott in the action. Dan, Dick Gilbert's coming up with Scotch and Skywatch 84. Lots more. Here's Ken Schultz.
It'll be a partly sunny day with our high 84 degrees. Right now in Louisville, it's clear and 64.
Time for the news.
This is the one you depend on for news. WHAS Louisville.
WHAS News at 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Mary McCarthy. President Reagan has been handed his first major money defeat in the House, and his prospects in the Senate today on the supplemental spending bill look somewhat iffy. I'm Mary McCarthy.
Fogs sounded okay to me. 607 at WHAS, Sports 84 and Vance.
Well, in the football game of the rated teams, the powerhouse number one Pittsburgh against number five North Carolina, people expected a scoring splurge. Getting ready for a big weekend of football. We'll talk more about that later this morning.
Okay.
This is Van Vance reporting.
Tell you the truth, I thought Carolina should have been ahead 10-0 at the end of the half.
Looked like everything was going their way the first half, but they didn't get there.
Not quite, but very close. The fumble just... almost at the goal line, cost him one touchdown.
They have the nicer uniforms, too.
Okay. 608 at WHAS 84. At least on my TV, the color was too intense with Pittsburgh, I tell you the truth. They just kept blurring.
I thought sure you'd say something about the cheerleaders.
We'll do that, I think, in about 30 minutes when Van returns.
Oh.
608. Now, once again, here's WHAS Farm Director Fred Wishy.
At the Bourbon Stockyards yesterday, hog receipts at 500 head with barrels and gilts a quarter to 50 cents higher. Right now in Louisville, we've got clear skies and 64 degrees. It's 6:13 here on Radio 84.
We'll visit the garden next.
Your Liberty checking account just became good at over 3 million places in the world.
Preston and Outer Loop and at the mall, Shelbyville Road.
It's 6:16 at WHAS 84. In time, we visited the garden now, a service of the Starlight Fruit and Vegetable Growers. And once again, here's Fred Wishy.
Well, yesterday, as I was talking, they had a field trip at the University of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And it covered a wide range of topics for the homeowner. And just briefly, I thought I'd touch on what Dr. A.J. Powell said at the turf section of that. Nothing can beat bluegrass. But if you like to fish and play golf, you don't want to pay that much attention to it, I would consider one of these new tall fescues if you're planning any renovation this fall.
All right. Thank you, Fred.
Fresh for the harvest. It's ready for you.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers are experiencing the third consecutive year of relatively depressed farm income. Mr. Schultz, we got some problems with fog out there this morning?
Well, we have patchy fog out there. Again, it's a situation where it's not widespread. Visibilities in some cases are 1 to 2 miles. In other cases, there's zero in pockets of dense fog. So it's hard to tell where you're going to run into the really thick stuff. In any case, the best bet is just to be careful this morning and maybe plan a few extra minutes to get to your destination. Remember, low beams for your headlights and turn the things off when you get to work. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid, the high of 86. Right now in Louisville, we have clear skies. Our temperature is 64 degrees.
And it's 6:24 on WHAS 84. This portion of our program is a service of the Southern States Cooperative and the Southern States Agencies in Kentucky. In Russell Springs, Kentucky, your one-stop Southern States Farm Supply Store is Farmer's Service Store. And in Carrollton, Kentucky, it's Carroll County Farm Bureau Co-op. 6:24, it's Cat Stevens. Morning has broken. It's Cat Stevens at WHAS 84, 6:27.
The WHAS Radio Car Club is coming. Keep listening for details on how you can win new cars and car payments here on WHAS Radio 84.
6:27 at WHAS, and now this word from Southern States. It's September. Surprise? No, the days are getting shorter, and the prices are going lower during Southern States Fall Sale. One of those you already know, and now you know the second. Now through September the 25th, you take advantage of tremendous reductions on over 100 selected farm and house supplies. Save now on house and barn paints, brushes and ladders, roofing and siding. Save on hand tools like pliers, hammers, wrenches, and saws. Save on dog food and cat food, tires and batteries, motor oils and grease. Save on buckets and pails, gas cans and trash cans, fence posts, gates, barbed wire. Save on leaf rakes and trash bags, lawn fertilizer and grass seed, shovels and scoops, even blue jeans and boots. Chances are, if Southern States sells it, it's specially priced now through September 25th during Southern States Fall Sale. Don't miss this great event. Come to your participating Southern States dealer and save big today. Fred Wishy?
Well, it's estimated that this year's harvest will more than fill on-farm and commercial storage facilities. In the past, that's meant millions of bushels of grain had to be piled in the ground.